Don't speak to me of healing racism, or wounded souls, or the painful hurt, until you're willing to look at my skin and see the whip marks on my great-great-grandmother Lori's body. Don't speak to me of values, or justice, or righting the wrongs, until you're able to feel the heartache of my great-grandfather Graham, whose own father was sold before he could know him. Don't speak to me of equity or opportunity or the common good until you're able to hear the fear in my grandmother May's voice arriving in New York at 16 in her first real pair of shoes. Don't speak to me of passion or longing or standing on the side of love until you know the shame of my mother Edwina, whose teachers made an example of her body, calling the beautiful curve of her lower back primitive. Don't speak to me of together or understanding or empathy until you know my rage at being denied work by a white woman who said I don't act black or masculine enough. You want to speak of healing, but the pain you are trying to heal has no real name. This pain you speak of has no story, like your tepid desire to actually make change. It is anonymous, vague, empty. Don't speak to me of healing, for I heal the second I'm ripped apart. My wounds self-suture, and like the clever creature I am, I just grow new legs to outrun the pain even faster. It is something I've had to practice as long as my ancestors have known you, and that seems like an eternity. So don't speak to me of healing, because you cannot know what healing means until you have known what it means to be hurt.